Christmas is the season for giving, but the Salvation Army is having a tough time of it. Earlier this month, we learned that some retail chains like Target and Toys R Us banned the nonprofit's bell ringers from collecting donations in their famous red kettles. Well, incidentally, it turns out the Salvation Army is struggling to find volunteers to stand out in the cold. To make up for the dearth of human bell ringers, the charity is installing cardboard cutouts of people called standees in select stores. The cutouts come equipped with cardboard kettles and, yes, cardboard bells, too. The Books A Million chain is testing the automated bell ringers in about 100 of its stores. Jerry Fauché is a co-manager of customer service for a Books A Million in Longview, Texas. He joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Maybe you could describe this for us. How lifelike is the standee, and is there any way that they can interact with people walking by?
Well, they are very lifelike. We've had several customers get a quite startled look on their face when the cutout started moving to ring the cardboard bell.
And how is that? Is there something that triggers the bell?
Well, it's got a motion sensor on it. Whenever anybody walks by, the bell starts ringing, and the cutout will say, Merry Christmas.
And are they dressed like Santa Claus?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Are they dressed like Santa Claus?
No, they are in the Salvation Army uniform.
Ah, they're in the Salvation Army uniform.
Yes.
Now, I understand this is the second cutout that you received. What happened to the first one?
Well, the first one got some major wear and tear pretty early on it. We had a few very enthusiastic children wanting to take a very close look and knocked it down a few times. We had the wind blow it over a few times, and it got a little bent up, so we had to get a second one.
We were wondering if you could go by your standee and so we can hear what it sounds like, if it sounds like the real thing.
All right, sure.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.
I think that's louder than the real thing.
Hope I didn't blow you out there.
So you just walked past this cardboard cutout, and as soon as you walked past, it started doing that?
Yes.
Did you give this cutout a name by any chance?
Well, this is our new one. We haven't got to know her very well, so we haven't got to the name part yet.
But you named your first one.
Yes, I think someone was calling him George.
George.
And it kind of caught on quite quickly.
What are the customers saying to you about this?
Well, they seem to be very enthusiastic about it. Everybody's kind of, they're kind of wondering what happened with the Target thing. And they do seem to be very positive in the sense that they are coming up to it and they are dumping their change into it.
Oh, they are putting money in the kettle.
Yes.
What do employees make of it? Is it noisier or is it more distracting than the sort of constant jingle of the bells that used to be there before when it was a human?
Well, I think with the this new one, the cardboard cutout is a lot less obtrusive than an actual live person ringing the bell. At first, we were a bit worried about it being a major distraction, but after it was here for an hour or two, we got quite used to it.
So you think this is the wave of the future?
It could possibly be. We'll see how this test run works out.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, Jerry.
Thank you.
Jerry Fauché is a manager of a Books A Million in Longview, Texas. He joined us by phone from the store in Washington. I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.